Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Is This Going to Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Lakita Moore Tangtui, and beside me is my very irritable host. Tell them who you are.
I'm Marcus, Big Marcus, Tank, the house.
Oh, you dropped the AKAs? What made you do that?
They may come back halfway through the thing. You never know. They got a mind of their own.
Do they? Yeah. I'm glad somebody has a mind.
AKA them eyes.
Them eyes? When did you become that?
Somebody called me that one day.
No. Oh. Thank you guys. First of all, thank you guys for your comments and for making this more of a conversation instead of us just talking, because we talk to each other all day. That's why it's called Is This Going to Cause an Argument? So yes, let me thank you guys so much for commenting and making this a conversation between, just not between us, but between you all, because we talk enough. So we're glad that we're able to talk to you guys. So thank you for the comments. We read every single one of them. And we hope we're giving you all something that's entertaining and that you enjoy listening to. So thank you so very much. So if there are any topics that you all want us to discuss, please leave them in the comments below. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can use the hashtag ITGTCAA, or you can tweet me at AngelTheActress, or you can leave something for me on Instagram, which is also at AngelTheActress. And Marcus periscopes every now and again. I don't know. When's the last time you periscoped, Marcus?
Saturday.
He periscoped on Saturday. And he is Big Marcus at 2782 on Periscope. So you can hit him up on there. I'm on Periscope as well. With That Chick Angel. As well as on Facebook, which is That Chick Angel TV. And then Snapchat. I started Snapchatting, y'all. It's such a confusing thing, but I've been doing it. So hopefully you all have been seeing it. And I do believe that is That Chick Angel, all one word.
I absolutely refuse to start any more social media things.
I think he will end up starting more. Just, well, you know what? The reason why I do think you'll start more is because Marcus is starting to move more into his entrepreneurial self, and that is now a part of the business world. So as much as you hate it, because I don't, it's not that I enjoy it. I do like connecting with people, but sometimes it becomes more of a burden than
when
it does.
When it's a necessity, I do it.
Yeah, and I think you're about to see the necessity happen.
I see. I've been doing research. I don't know nobody else doing it. I don't see how it would help,
but you, that's a whole nother conversation. What you mean you don't see anybody else doing it?
It's a whole different subject. Go ahead. Not Snapchat in general. I'm talking about
I mean social media in general too.
Yeah, go ahead. We getting off subject.
It's okay. They enjoy us talking, don't y'all? Thank y'all.
You think people enjoy you talking? Don't
they enjoy us talking? Is what I say.
Well, I ain't talking. You are.
Is this going to cause an argument? You see why it does? Because my husband can be rude. So one of the things that you all, yeah, I said it. They know. They didn't heard you.
So what are the things? Just go.
I am. Quit looking at me all silly. This man, I just got back in town from Seattle, okay? I've been working, speaking, empowering women, and he wants to look at me as if...
You ain't in Seattle right now.
Right, and I'm working now on our show, so stop. Stop looking at me crazy. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, son. So, we've been asked to tackle the topic of parenting. Since we are parents, we've been parents for almost 7 years. I like how you do the loud exhale into the mic. We've been asked to tackle the topic of parenting. We've talked about it a little bit before, but I guess we can get a little more in depth with how we parent and look at more specific instances. Because before, we just talked about kind of styles of parenting and what styles we have, but I think we can tackle some specific issues as far as in how we would handle them. So for those of you all who this is the first time you've tuned in to us, whether it be on SoundCloud or iTunes, in which you can follow this podcast, or if this is your first time being on That Chick Angel TV on YouTube, we have three sons. The oldest is 6 and a half. His name is Marcus. He was named after his father. And then the younger are one-year-old twins, Kai and Sai. Sai being the oldest of the twins. So we are raising three brown boys in the United States. So that already puts us in a very specific
category.
Yeah. Of the things that we have to bring up in our parenting.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're boys as well makes it very specific, regardless of race, of the things that we have to tackle. So first, something we touched on before, but we'll just jump into it again.
The reason I'm so quiet right now, because I didn't know what we was about to talk about until just now.
I said that we were going to tackle parenting. You said, ain't we talked about that before?
Yeah, but I still had no idea how you was going to go about doing it. Go ahead.
Just flow with me.
I'm flowing with you.
Thank you.
I know they wonder why he talking. I just wanted to fill him in.
Okay.
Dang, I can't work with you in this condition.
In this condition. Okay, so Marcus, explain to them what you feel like your parenting style is. Are you the disciplinary, the authoritarian person, the I'm your best friend? What are you?
Yeah, I'm definitely not the best friend. You can make friends at school. I'm the disciplinary father. I do have fun with them, but yeah, I'm just here to make sure you set straight.
You set straight. What do you mean by set straight?
Meaning you make good decisions. I'm going to let you learn your lessons like everybody else, but I'm also guide you.
Okay.
I know a lot of parents. I don't know a lot of parents, but I have seen parents that try to be their child's friend, and most times it don't work out too well. Like, you see, you can see the level of respect that a child loses, the level of respect.
It's different.
In relation to someone who's treating their child as if they're their child and not their friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think either one of us do the we are your friend type of parenting. We definitely set up a hierarchy, and I feel like our children know. Well, I don't know about the twins. I think they still think they run things.
Damn domestic terrorists.
But when it comes to me raising my sons, I feel like I am still definitely the nurturer, but I am not too much of a babyer. Like, sometimes I have my moments because I feel like my kids are so cute, and sometimes they have really sweet moments where I just want to love on them. But I do feel like I am also a disciplinary person in this. I'm with them more than Marcus is in general because I'm at home working and he's out of the house. But I also feel like I am...
I'm out of the house working.
Yeah.
He's out of the house.
He's gone. He's gone. I don't know what the hell he's doing, but he's gone. Yeah. He's out of the house working. I also feel like I am a teacher to an extent. I feel like I wish I was a little more of a teacher. I feel like I could improve my parenting in that sense, is that his teachers, when I speak of his teachers, I'm referring to little Marcus, they are his primary teachers. They're teaching him all the stuff that he knows right now. And I feel like there are certain social lessons that I have been able to teach him, as far as in social etiquette and things that he should and shouldn't say to people, that it hasn't quite clicked to him all the way, but I feel like I'm constantly reminding him of things. Like, recently he told me my stomach was still fat, and I was just like, that's not nice to say to someone. He was like, but you shouldn't have. I was getting just ice cream, because the ice cream from McDonald's is a very low calorie count if you don't eat the cone. So I was like, can I have some ice cream in a cup? Because it was hot on a
You didn't tell
Friday.
Me this story.
I told you.
Told me what he said, but you didn't tell me why he said
it. He was like, Mama, your stomach is still fat. And I was just like, Marcus, that's rude. He was like, but you got to eat things that's not going to make your stomach fat. And like, I try to, now I have fallen off a little bit of the bandwagon with Weight Watchers because I've been so busy, but I actually go get weighed in tomorrow, and I know I haven't gone too far off the bandwagon. So I try to be cognizant of what I'm eating. So it was just like, and this is the thing, he'll say that to anybody. It's not just to his mother.
It's the honesty of a child.
So I try to teach him those type of social etiquette things. Not that he has to feel like he has to worry about what society says, but he should know how his words might make someone else feel when that's not what he's trying to do. So I feel like I'm a teacher, I'm a disciplinarian, and I am the nurturer out of the two of us.
And also, being a teacher, I think it's important that parents do teach their children outside of what they're learning in school.
Absolutely.
Because it's so many things that, you know, just because they hear it in school don't mean it's right. And it's things that we correct him on all the time. It's like, oh, well, you know, the teacher says this, teacher says that. Well, the teacher's not right on that case, or in this case, or this is how things actually are.
Or that's not the principle that we're trying to teach. Right. You know what I'm saying?
I want all my kids to grow up with that thing of, okay, this may be what they are teaching in school, or this is what they go by, but reality may be something different, or
yeah, what you're being fed might not be the total story,
right?
Because in the school curriculum, they don't teach everything, obviously, and they also teach at a slant. So it's like sometimes you need to see the full picture in order for you to be able to get a true understanding of the world and knowledge in itself. So, like I said, I feel like I could increase the teaching aspect of my parenting style. What do you feel like as a parent that you could potentially improve on?
I'm a phenomenal father. I don't even know.
I can tell you if you need help. I can tell you what you can do.
As far as Marcus, I guess, well, I say spend more time with him, but I feel like, I mean, I spend quite a bit, but I guess in that aspect, because anything that I do, I try to include him on outside of, you know, just stuff in the house. But like when I'm outside, like those same goals that I was taught, like doing stuff around the house.
To send him outside to help you. I feel like I'm constantly going, go outside to see if your daddy needs help.
That does happen sometimes. But a lot of times I'm like, come out here and help me and do this.
Uh-huh.
Come out here and help me and do that. But if I'm in a rush and I need to hear him get it done, which lately that's what it's been, I'm not going to do the whole, all right, come on, let's do it. I'm like, I'm just got to go get this done. I ain't got time.
Tit for tat. I was like, tisk? That doesn't sound right. Tit for tat about my husband, Marcus, is one of little Marcus's track coaches. And my husband complains about being the track coach all the time because it takes up his Monday and Wednesday evenings in which he would typically go work out. And then during the track season, it also takes up most of his Saturdays because we have the meets on Saturdays. But it's only for 2.5 months. So it's not like the whole year that this is happening. And I keep encouraging my husband to do it because I'm like, this is bonding with your son. And Marcus's perspective is that...
Yeah, I don't see him. Like, it's his second year running. His third year of running, my second year of coaching it. And I don't see him. Like, he's one of the kids that know what to do. So I'm dealing with him and like 36, 37, close to 40 other kids. So I see him when we first get to practice. And then next thing you know, all right, let's go. When we're going home, the whole practice is like, I don't deal with him. In the meets, I coach him just like I coach everybody else. So it's not like, I don't feel like it's that one-on-one bonding. It's like, oh, you're one of the kids. Like,
and what I keep trying to tell my husband and what I feel like my girlfriends reaffirmed here recently because the conversation got open to them being around is that even though you're not getting that one-on-one time, these memories, these moments are going to be huge to him because he can see this is not just lip service. This is not just daddy likes cars, so he got me a car and we're playing with it. This is daddy sacrificing his own time to do something with me that I love.
Yeah, and I get that.
And well, I feel like prior to that, it was...
No, I would love to just do the practices. I don't like doing the meets, I'll say. Let me do one or the other. Let me either do the meets or the practice, but I'll love it all together because that's like the other coach, one of the other coaches, that's what he does. That's all he does.
He's a professional coach.
He's a professional coach. So he's all about it. He's Nike'd up head to toe every single day. And he's like, hey, you know, we going to wear that. Look, I'm going to wear these cheap-ass shorts I got at Target, and that's what I'm going to rock out. Like, this is not my life right here.
and the thing is that, like, the first season, I was the one at – I was on the field a lot of times. I was helping. I was volunteering as far as in the meets and at practices. And then when I got pregnant, it wasn't really conducive for me. And then now that the twins are here, it's really not conducive for me to help because they are such a handful. But I was telling Marcus the other day, I don't know how me and Marcus got into this conversation, but I said something about, you know, you could just ask one of your coaches. And he was like, well, I only have two coaches. And I was like, who are your coaches? He was like, well, there's Coach Marcus. And I said, who's Coach Marcus? He was like, it's my daddy. And I just feel like even though they're not spending time with each other, like there's something about knowing that your parent is there, because I had a busy parent who was raising us on our own. And then your parents, like you always complain about, didn't make it to nothing you did.
Yeah, they can't make the first of anything. They was there. Then after that, it's like, all right, when it's over, walk home.
Right. So I feel like these are going to be moments that he remembers, and that when he's talking to his friends, he'll be like, yeah, so when my daddy was coaching me in track. A lot of parents don't have, a lot of kids don't have that type of support, because not because their parents suck. Sometimes their parents might, but it's just that it's not a possibility for their parents. So for me, I just know how much more this is going to mean to little Marcus later down the line that he might not even realize now. And you'll be happy with it, even though.
Yeah, I know.
So.
But it's, still very time consuming.
It is. But it's a moment in time. This time goes by and you'll be back to being free and doing whatever. But that is something that I wish for you, that it just, that didn't even bother you anymore. That is just like, nope, this is the time.
No, I don't really think about it until I see the things that I need to, or I would be doing on the Saturday. Like right now, this is going to sound real like old man-ish of me, but right now it's like springtime and everything. So this grass is growing. We like to throw events at the house. We like to host things. Backyard looks, you're going to have to, it looks like shit. I'm like, this is the prime time to get in the backyard, get it up to par. So when summer comes, we start throwing these events. She ain't embarrassed about nothing that happens at the house.
I am embarrassed by
not embarrassed by the backyard, and it looks like crap. And it's like, I can't get to that unless I do it on a Sunday, which, that's my entire weekend gone now. And it's like, I was looking at it today, like, all right, next Sunday, I'm going to have to come out here and do this grass.
But, well, you know, I just throw stuff in the front yard because we have gardeners for the front yard. That's where I had the Easter egg hunt. I'm willing to compromise.
Damn barbecue in the front yard.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm embarrassed by the fence, and we haven't fixed that.
Ain't nobody even over by the fence. We got a whole patio section back there. We got a gazebos in the back.
A horror film.
A whole setting area in the back. Why would somebody be in the damn driveway? Ain't nobody going to go over there. Ain't nowhere to sit, right?
You're right. But
it'd be times where it's like, oh, I'm going to have the girls over. I walk in the backyard, people are stepping over her dog's shit that's on the concrete. And it's like, if I had time to get back there and clean things up, I wouldn't mind.
I know. So, back to parenting.
Parenting you. I got four kids.
Whatever. Look, that's exactly how I feel. I got four boys that I'm raising.
Young at heart.
But you're old in face. So.
We going there?
Look, what you going to say? I'm old in body?
Nah, that would have been a good one. I'm write that down for next time.
Whatever. He ain't got no pen and paper. So, when it comes to parenting, so we've got, like I said, three boys. Obviously, there is the big thing that I feel like every parent begins to worry about is when your child gets to that age of puberty and sex. So right now, little Marcus feels more comfortable talking with me when it comes to his private area. I'm not sure. He just talks to me more, even though he does run his mouth to his daddy. But when it comes to his private area, he will have a conversation with me if he's having any problems before he has one with his dad. Obviously, that'll change more than likely when he becomes a teenager and it gets uncomfortable just having that type of conversation with his mother. But what do you think will be your approach when it comes to when you feel comfortable that you should have a conversation with Marcus about sex and what you feel like you're going to teach him when it comes to that?
Well, it's just honesty, first and foremost. It's one of those things where I let him know early on that if and when he does have questions, he can always come to me. I'm not going to force it on him and make it uncomfortable for him, but I am going to keep a close eye on him to make sure he ain't trying to seek knowledge elsewhere. You know, hopefully he'll feel more comfortable coming to me than a teacher or something like that.
So what age do you think that'll be where you're going to be like, hey, if you ever have questions about sex or, you know, anything dealing with your manhood, you can talk to me? What age do you feel like you're going to make that known to him that he can just come to you about that?
Early teens.
Like 12 or 13?
12, 13, that area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you in class and you have those involuntary erections and everything, you know, it happens, you know, you're at school, mm-hmm. whatever. So, yes, you might be curious about that. A lot of parents don't tell their kids about that. Ain't nobody tell me.
I was about to say, so what was your relationship with your parents? Because my mom, I grew up in a house full of women, and we never really talked about sex, and we still don't. I have more candid conversation with my girlfriends, and we can get really like candid and just be completely real about it, as far as in, because sometimes that's what you need to know if you're normal or if there's something wrong or whatever, is honesty from someone. And I didn't really have that with my mom or my sisters, of my three older sisters. So a lot of things I learned from textbooks, from reading, from online. So what was your experience growing up?
Yeah, I didn't have no type of conversation or relationship like that with my parents.
It was, what about with Pete, your brother?
No, not at all. Nobody. It was like, hell, daddy asked me one day if I was having sex. I was like, no. He said, do you have condoms? I was like, yeah. He was like, why you got condoms? In case I have sex.
Were you lying?
Yeah, I was lying. Like, I just left some girl's house. Like,
why did you feel the need to lie?
I was probably 18, 19. I may have even been 20 when we had that conversation. I'm like, we ain't had this conversation all this time, so why bring it up now? Yeah, I got my own car. Did I have my own car yet? No, I didn't. I was
using your sister's car.
My sister or my mom was one of the two. And, you know, because I didn't get caught doing a whole lot of bad stuff. I didn't get into a whole lot of trouble, so I was free to come and go as I pleased as a teenager. Like, because I never came home like the next morning until I started getting old enough and more, you know, a little more responsible. But until then, I was always good, so they didn't care. But with all that freedom, it was like, we ain't never had this conversation. He would always warn me about girls. He was like, look, you're a young man, you're attractive, you got your own thing going, be careful. Mm-hmm. They out to get you.
They out to get you. What did he mean by they out to get you? To get you locked up with a kid or not?
Yeah, locked up with a kid or locked up like everybody. They out to get you. You're young, you're a black man, you're doing well for yourself. They out to get you.
Okay.
And that's, I could tell that by the tone, that's what he meant. And it was like, I know. All right then. I went on about business.
This is how the conversation about sex happened with me. I was 16 or 17, and my mother had my eldest sister, Jackie, come talk to me. And Jackie, I didn't grow up with as much as my other two sisters because she's so much older than me. But basically, Jackie came and talked to me. She was like, look, if we need to go watch some pornos for you to understand what's happening, you just let me know. And it was literally that short of a conversation of, if you got any questions when it comes to sex, you know, we can go rent something so you can, you know, understand some things. I'm thinking, pornos? Like, what in the... So, yeah, in my family, we just... It was never a really healthy relationship when it came to sex. And I definitely want to change that for my sons, because I want them to have as healthy as possible relationship with sex, with their body, with the female body. I honestly believe that my son Marcus is a heterosexual, so I will always refer to him as dating girls, and I want him to have
he's definitely hetero.
Yeah. As far as in what his natural tendencies are, he loves him some girls, so yeah, I want him to have
a type.
Yeah, he does. He has a very strong type. I want him to have a healthy relationship with women and with women in their bodies, and understanding that the first purpose is not so much to be at his beck and call, but like...
And that was something it came natural for me. I don't know if because I had a mom and a sister, but I always, you know, respected women. Even when I was a bachelor, mm-hmm. I was always respectful. I always dated respectful women. You know, it wasn't going for that easy grab and go, you know.
Oh, you like a challenge too, so.
Yeah.
I want for little Marcus to have a relationship with me that he, obviously I think it might be foolish of me to think that he's just going to be completely okay with talking to me about sex or any issues he's having in that area. But I do feel like he should be able to feel okay that if his back was up against the wall, that he could have an open and honest conversation with me. Like, I don't want him to think that I'm going to embarrass him or judge him based on his decisions. But, you know, like we've said before, me and Marcus are both Christians. Neither one of us waited until marriage before having sex. But I do believe in that principle. I just think it's an unrealistic one in today's day and age. But if that was something that little Marcus came up to me and said he wanted to give a go at, abstaining until he got married, I would tell him it's unrealistic but possible. And if you actually want to make this happen, you cannot have close female friends. You can't really have conversations with females, because once you're a teenager, your hormones are so crazy that arousal might not have anything to do with anything that makes sense. You know yeah. what I'm saying? Like, it could just be she said hello and it was so sweet that that was enough. That was yeah. enough for you. That like, your mind is there. So
go ahead.
Don't tell me go ahead and then interrupt me.
Go ahead.
I swear to you that there are days that I just want to slap him with my open hand. Just slap him so disrespectfully. So disrespectfully. So what do you feel like, what is the conversation that you feel like you'll have a hard time with when dealing with little Marcus that is just like, I'm not sure? Because we've already had to deal with the death conversation, and for a six-year-old, he handles it very well.
Yeah, I mean, sex and death, what other difficult conversations would there be outside of that?
I mean, there's racism,
we've talked about racism, that's nothing.
There's also failing at something that you want to be really good at. And it's a little different now. He's 6 years old now. So, you know, you can make a failure better with ice cream at six.
No, but I've explained to him, like, when we doing stuff, how you have to try hard and you still, he's running track. So he meets failure all the time.
I get that, but he's six. That's different than him being 13. But for
me, those conversations, you ask me, those conversations are not difficult. It's just a fact of getting him to understand. Mm-hmm. And he's usually a pretty understanding kid.
The one that I am like worried about ever having to have with him is heartbreak. And I don't know if you've ever experienced heartbreak, but I have. In the way my son is like me, I'm sure he will. And I don't know how to deal with that because he's such a sweet person, and I feel like he'll always be a sweet person, and he's very thoughtful when he feels like he's hurt someone's feelings. He like actually genuinely wants to apologize. He writes us letters apologizing to us and tells us how much he loves us. So the thought of someone breaking his heart and trying to teach him that time heals all things, because that's the thing that had to get me through a lot of stuff, is the more time goes by, the easier it will be to deal with the situation, to the point that it won't be.
Yeah, with me, it's like same as him following a skin, and then he's like, he'll be all right. If it happens, it happens, and he'll be fine.
Have you ever experienced heartbreak?
Probably not.
You have no idea. It's not no skin your knee. It's way
worse.
Your knee.
It's a wound and it'll heal.
It's way worse. It's like a gunshot.
All right.
But
does it kill you?
But if you had a gunshot, you think it is. If the gunshot is close enough.
If you wake up the next morning, you're still living, then you all right.
Look here.
If you don't kill yourself, you all right.
Anyway, that's the conversation that I would have a hard time with. Well, look here, we have already taken up all the time, and so majority of this topic was basically introducing the topic of sex to our son, but I think that's still a good topic to talk about, because I feel like it's important. Parents, I hate this man sometimes. Love him, but hate him at the same time. Not only that, one of our twins is awake, and it's already 11 something at night. Why are they awake crying? I have no idea.
It's routine. They wake up once crying. We let them cry. They go back to sleep.
Ridiculous. Anyways, if you all have any questions for us, please use the hashtag ITC. No, is it C? ITGTCAA. Excuse me. You never say the hashtag. What's the hashtag?
I have no idea. I don't even try to.
The hashtag is ITGTCAA.
The acronym of Is This Going to Cause an Argument?
And you can
write
that
it down and put a hashtag in front of it.
You can use it on Twitter, which is at Angel the Actress. You can use it on Facebook, which is That Chick Angel TV, or you can use it on the YouTube channel where this video is being posted, which is That Chick Angel TV, and leave it in the comments below this video. So please, if you have topic suggestions, let us know in the comments below. We're going to try to stay on top of this. We apologize again for missing last Wednesday. We just got too bogged down with our schedules, but we'll try to get some in the can so we can keep these posted on a regular basis. So you guys, we enjoy this time that we get to spend with you all. We hope you enjoy it as well. And we will see you all next Wednesday. All right?
Y'all have a good one.
Bye.